KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies at 72 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 92, a heat index of anywhere from 100 to 105. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Well, as the Cass County Fair continues, members of the Atlantic Cam and Griswold FFA chapters would like to remind you that the FFA food stand is open for business. Atlantic FFA advisor Eric Miller said the food stand is open to the public for people to get a meal and go. There is no seating. And the FFA food stand will take cash, checks, or credit cards this year. It's open from now until 4 p.m. today through Monday and open in the afternoon on Tuesday during the Cass County Fair. Every morning, there'll be freshly made cinnamon rolls and breakfast burritos. For lunch, stop out and get a Cass County Fair classic, the FFA Made Right. Miller says we also have hamburgers, hot dogs, walking tacos, nacho chips, and chocolate chip cookies. And we hope to see you at the FFA food stand. Again, that's open now until 4 o'clock this afternoon and through Monday in Atlantic at the Cass County Fair. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber Thursday afternoon released to the media the district's 70-page Return to Learn manual with a reminder that recommendations within the manual are fluid and subject to change. The same information was sent out in an email to parents of district students. The same document, again, it's 70 pages, so we're not going to tell you all about it here, but you can find it in its entirety through linking the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Western Iowa Nursing Home has acknowledged a coronavirus outbreak at its facility has left six residents dead. Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs said the six COVID-19 deaths at its facility have occurred since it's reported its first case on June 26th. Risen Sun says 21 other residents and 13 employees have been infected with the virus. The facility says it has dedicated units for infection control and is not allowing infected employees to come back to work until they are cleared by the health department. Public health and emergency management officials in Mills and Montgomery counties on Thursday reported additional positive cases of COVID-19. In Mills County, there was one additional case for a total of 62 and a positivity rate of 2.6%. The latest case was a person 41 to 60 years of age who contracted the virus through community spread. Of the 62 confirmed cases in Mills County, 34 of those individuals have recovered from COVID-19, and more than 2,400 Mills County residents have been tested for the virus. In Montgomery County, there are three new positive cases of COVID-19, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to 28. The latest cases contracted the virus by close personal contact with a previously reported positive case. The individuals include a 17-year-old person or younger and two adults age 18 to 40, all of whom are isolating at home. In Montgomery County, 1,046 residents have been tested for the virus. Nine people are being monitored by public health officials. 17 have recovered, and there have been two deaths attributed to COVID-19. The state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard early this morning indicated five more people have died from the virus since Thursday, and 286 more Iowans have tested positive. The state's death toll from the virus stands at 820. The total number of positive COVID-19 cases is 40,795. The IDPH says 439,366 Iowans have been tested. Of those, 396,987 have tested negative for COVID-19. And officials said also that 29,145 persons have recovered from the virus. The hospitalization data this morning showed 230 persons were hospitalized. That's two less than yesterday. 72 individuals are in an ICU, 28 were admitted, and 27 were on a ventilator. More specifically, in western and southwest Iowa, five people are hospitalized with COVID-19, four are in an ICU, and there were two new hospital admissions. One person remains on a ventilator. Long-term care facility data showed 21 outbreaks, 547 staff and patients tested for the virus, and have tested positive, that is, and 153 have recovered and 441 have died. In the listing area, the only changes from yesterday's data as of this morning include Guthrie County with 114 cases. That's one more than Thursday. Montgomery County has 31 cases, six more than yesterday. Pottawatomie County, 979 cases with 729 recovered. Shelby County has 123 recovered out of their 126 cases reported. An investigation is underway into a single vehicle injury accident that took place a little after 11 p.m. Wednesday near Messina. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old Richard Edward Swain of Messina was driving a 2000 Ford F-150 pickup northbound on 740th Street when he ran the stop sign with Richland Road. The vehicle entered the east ditch and came to rest on the passenger side. Swain was transported by Messina Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The truck sustained about $2,500 damage. A traffic stop about 3 miles northwest of Brattyville on Wednesday resulted in the arrest of 51-year-old Stephen William Wells from College Springs. Page County Sheriff's Office reports during the traffic stop, Wells was arrested for driving while license is barred, possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $4,300 bond, pending future court proceedings. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a judge has sentenced a Shelby County man to serve 5 years in prison for being a drug user in possession of a firearm. 51-year-old Blake Edward Cooper of Harlan pled guilty to the charge and was sentenced July 14th in Council Bluffs, U.S. District Court. Cooper was ordered to serve a period of supervised release for 3 years to follow his prison term and pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. There is no parole in the federal system. In our funeral announcements, Pam Jewel Menace, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. A celebration of life for Pam Jewel Menace will be today at 10:30 at the Lewis Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Thrain, age 78, of Harlan, died Monday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Joyce Thrain will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Loretta Christensen, age 89, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Loretta Christensen will be this afternoon at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Scott Krauth, age 51, of Grimes and formerly of Messina, died July 4th. A visitation for Scott Krauth will be today from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina, with a family greeting friends from 6 until 8 p.m. Social distancing will be practiced. Eva Mae Shannon, age 91, of Murray, died July 17th in Osceola. A celebration of life for Eva Mae Shannon will be tomorrow at 9 o'clock at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Osceola. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Due to COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced, and the family encourages you to wear a mask at the visitation service for Eva Shannon. James Crawford, age 72, of Portsmouth, died July 3rd. A massive Christian burial for James Darrell Crawford will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mona Ballinger, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Visitation of the family of Mona Ballinger will be at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic on Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. Masks are highly recommended, per the family. Helen Nielsen, age 95, of Exira, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Nielsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Jay Becker, age 61, of Yakima, Washington, the son of the late Richard and Harriet Becker, died July 9th at a care facility in Irvine, California. Celebration of life for Jay Becker will be held at a later date in both Atlantic and in Missoula, Montana. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Steve Calkins, age 61, of Stewart, died July 18th in Des Moines. Private family graveside services will be held for Steve Calkins at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. And Phyllis Rush, age 87, of Griswold, died Sunday at CCMH. A private family graveside gathering for Phyllis Rush will be held at the Griswold Cemetery at a later date. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.